Weiter, ein mach schwiegen, ein mach schwiegen. The Mr. says you can't go and put yourself near the Trum on Shabbos today to be able to get Purim ready after Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, Maitse b'chosad echod, shenifrit sol loy teretz b'teuch sodeyu. It happened on Shabbos that he had a field and he had a wall, a gate around it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos the wall fell down. A teretz means a breaking. The part of the gate broke down. So the chura, evenimlach oleh legoidra. And he thought right away, the first thing you do, your fence breaks down on your property, that the fence is guarding it for you, you want to build it up again. So first he figured, v'nimlach lelagodri, he thought right away, I'm going to go down now and fix up the fence on Shabbos. V'nizka, then later, sheshabbosu. Then he remembered, no, it's Shabbos today. Obviously I can't do it. V'nimno isa chosid v'legodra. Obviously the chosid taka didn't build the fence, since he remembered it's Shabbos, he didn't build the fence. So the Gemara of Nasal and Nase happened to this chosid. The also like slav, that a slav tree grew exactly where the pirtzi, where the hole in the wall was. This slav tree did two things. Eshton was such a thick tree, it clogged up the hole there. And also it gave him so much fruit, he was able to make a panos of him and his whole house, household. So Drashi, slav. Elon Godlu, it's a big tree. Obala Nofamar, but it has a lot of branches. Ushloshimini Oichel, we had the Gemara Broches, three different types of fruits grow on this tree. Yesh Peperoisov, Evyoines, the berries, Kafrisin, Volulvin. The Kafrisin has the Ika tree, and then the Shomer, the around it, the peels around it, yeah. So the kids said that's the Maisel. Churitz a Modna Maisel, like Churitz Mashmei was a Chosid, he did a Maisel Titkis. And because he did a Maisa Titkis, he was zecher for this nes. It's a chur the kasha, what's the Maisa Titkis? What do he do? If I can't, the chur, why is the guy a chosid? Hey, so as soon as the fence broke down the Shabbos, the first thing you do is he went to fix it. What kind of chosid is that? What do you mean he went to fix it? And then he remembered today was Shabbos. What kind of chosid is that? You remember today Shabbos as Yashkayach. You have no head to do it on Shabbos. What's the haver mean here? And what's the Maisa Titkis? So this is interesting, the Taz, he brings on the side here, the Taz in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin asked us for kasha. He wants to learn the Chiddush. It's a shalal alocha there. If a guy does a malocha for you on Shabbos, it's a shalal, you're not allowed to have anor from it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. Some shittas hold, it's also to have anor leilam void. Once the guy did it for you on Shabbos, it was done by Yisram, you're not allowed to have anor leilam void. That's alocha. So the Taz wants a boy, that's beyond this chosid. The chosid of pshat is, that as soon as it fell down, Eshens, he wants to say to Pshat, the Mavad, Nimloch Lele Gredrom, it doesn't mean he really had das to build it up. He was a chosid. Mavad, he knew it Shabbos, he knows he couldn't do it. It just meant one Pshat is he wanted to tell a guy to do it. That was his machshava first. He wanted to tell a guy to do it. And even though then he changed his mind, and he didn't tell a guy to do it. But I call upon him, what the person, the chosid, did is, it says, Nimloch Lele Gredrom, the Nimloch the chosid, like Gidri, he learns the Pshat is that the chosid made a knas upon himself. That since he had to have a minute to tell a guy to do it, and if the guy would have done it on Shabbos to build up the fence would have been also to have anor leilam void. So he made a knas upon himself. He's never going to build a fence there. That was the chosid did. He considered himself that not only on Shabbos didn't he build a fence, but even after Shabbos he didn't build a fence. Hey, since he had a ksas machshava to do a ksas ister, he thought in his mind maybe I should go tell a guy to do it. So he's such a chosid about that machshav in his mind that he considered himself not to build a fence to leilam void. Also because he holds like this shittel alocha, that if the guy would have done it, it would have been also to have anor from it. So he considered himself. That's what Igmar brings down this maisa. Alright, that's what the Taz wants to say. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mute liyodam loy melech averoi, likrach ploini ani hoylich lemocher. You could talk to your friend on Shabbos and tell him, you know, I have to go to the next city. I have to go to Beverly Hills. I have to go down to the valley. I have to go to the valley tomorrow. That's mutter to say. Or the krach prani mam is the next town. I can say I have to go to the next town. Why? I lechur is chus letchum. Why are you allowed to say it? We say shim yesh burgenin hoylich. Because the locher is, what's the yisa now? You're going chus letchum. Chus letchum is also to walk. But there are eitzes how to go chus letchum. That means burgenin means if there are small houses that a shomer lives there. So, let's see Rashi. So if within every 70 yamas out of the city, there's a house that somebody lives, the tchum goes keseda. Hey, the pshat from the tchum is, there's a city, people live there. Out of the city means nobody lives there. Now the first 70 yamas out of the city, that's the dividing point, say that it's called the end of the city. Let's say you have like 60 yamas out of the city and put at the end of 60 yamas is a small house there, that makes the city goes further. The tchum then first starts a pay mama from that house. Let's say 70 yamas away is again a small house there, small hut, that somebody's there, then you go weiter. So Meister, there is a hechetim to how you could walk to the next city. Luitsu, there would have been small houses on the road. Every 70 yamas, you would be allowed to walk there. So the pshat is, that you say you're going to walk there, it's not 100% isser. There are sometimes that's mutter. Therefore, we're allowed to talk about this on Shabbos. It's not called Yavadi have to do an isser to get to that city. As if you say, I'm going to ride my car there tomorrow, that's usser, because you're not allowed to ride a car on Shabbos. But just to say, I'm going to go to that city tomorrow, that's mutter. Because there are hechetims as how you can get there even today on Shabbos. So it's not cool you're doing an isser. Trashi, Shim Yesh Loi Burganin, Me'ayin Amo Li'ayin Ami, every 70 Yamas and onwards. Heulich, Afilu B'Shabbos, then you could walk, even on Shabbos. Shakil Choshe Kirachas, it's all considered like one city. V'chol Ir K'dal Damas, those cities like Dal Damas, K'di Armin and B'Ervin. Like it says in Sech Ervin. V'chi Von Du Dover Shesh Loi Heter, Ayidei Takona B'Shabbos, since it's Shaykh for you to walk to that city on Shabbos, if there would be this burgenim, there would be these houses along the road in every 70 yamis. You're allowed to say, Yechavra, I'm going to walk there, even now to that city there's no hetim. There's just a problem, the etzim malacha is not a malacha. It's only missing a hetim of a tchum. But if there are cases that it's mutter, you're allowed to talk about it. Shemesh burgenim holach. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Ein machshichem ala tchum. Lisko poilim. You're not allowed to walk the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Today, that right after Shabbos, you go over the tchum to hire your workers. Olahovi peris. And you're not allowed to go there to bring back peris either. You can't walk to the tchum today, that right after Shabbos, you walk to your orchard, and you cut off the peris and bring them back. So the more, Bishleim alisko poilim to be Shabbos le motziagr. Bishleim, you can't walk there for the purpose of hiring workers, because on Shabbos, there's no hetter to hire workers. You can't hire a worker on Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum. El olahavi peris, but if you're only walking there for the purpose of carrying back peris, why is it also lemer? Shem yesha mechitzas maybe. Like it's not vade also to bring back peris. Let's say there would be mechitzas. Let's say there would be a big rishos hayochid. There'll be an erev there. So then you would be allowed to carry it back. So about the zehka timsai, you can carry back your peris. It should be mutter to walk there also. And the Gemara, because it's not worse than saying, the whole issue of that you can't walk there because it looks like you're doing something. But if you're allowed to say it, so you can walk there also. And the Gemara, Mishkachas lo, the Peiros HaMechubarim. Push it. We're talking about you want to go, you want to walk there on Shabbos at the end of the Tchum, because they right after Shabbos, you walk into your orchards and pull off the Peiros. Without there's no Hetzel to do on Shabbos. Shabbos, no matter what you want, however Eitzer is, you can't pull off Peiros on Shabbos. That's Nisi Deraisa. So Mel, it's also to walk on Shabbos to the end of Tchum, because you're walking there to do with Dvar Isser. So since you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't walk there to the Seif HaTchum. For the Morbo, Tony Raboishia, Ein Machshichim Al HaTchum Lohovi Tevin V'Kash. You're not allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the Tchum of the city. Today, that right after after Shabbos, you go fetch some Tevin, some straw. Mavishlei Mekash, about getting the straw, Mishkachas Tobim Mechuvar. Kash still means the zangin, Rashi's zandvoy sashi berlim, the zangin, the stalks of the wheat. So since it's still attached to the ground, you could say you want to get it to cut off the stalks. So pshita, that's also to do on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk to Seifat Chum on Shabbos. Ela tevin, tevin means the straw lechura when it's already cut off and made into hay. So why can't you bring the hay? Heychi mishkachas lo. Why is it so posh that you can't walk to Seifat Chum to bring back hay? Lechura hay was cut off already from before Shabbos. So, what's the Yisr? I saw you carrying it. But that's the Kasha. Let's say there'll be an Erev, it'll be Mutter. So, since there's Eichetim that'll do it better, it should be Mutter now also. And the Gemara, Mishkachas lo betivnasari. We're talking about like the Sari means it's fashtunken already. It's raw, it's bad, a straw. Hey, so mel it's Muksa. Since it's not Roy for anything, it obliges Muksa. So, Drashi Shafilu Yesh Mechitzois, Eine Mevi Mishum, the Muksahu. Since it's Muksa, it's awesome. Right, so that's the reason why it's also, because you can't touch muksa. Right, the toshma, machshichim al hatchum lefakech aliskei kala. You want to close the door, maybe just close the door. Toshma, machshichim al hatchum lefakech aliskei kala. You allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the tchum lefakech to take care of iskei kala. Drashi, yes. The churut means, well, we'll soon see what it means. We're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of the tchum because you're able to take care after Shabbos about the yisokim, about the chasna, about the kala. V'yaliske yameis. So what then? You want to take somebody died on Shabbos? You're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, but they're already after Shabbos. You walk right to do things for the meis. So we have a diik. Aliske kalu meis in. For that's mutter. Aliske achaloi. On something else is awesome. That's a mitzvah smuta, but something else it's also it's good. What do you want to bring for kala? You want to bring a perfume, a type of asam is hadasim. Like you want to cut off nice flowers to bring to her. So only le kala it's muta because of the dvar mitzvah. Well, you want to walk to the end of the tchum to be able to cut off after Shabbos flowers. That's also because you can't cut off flowers on Shabbos. So it's good why only Lutzerach Kala with Smutter, but for another purpose it's also. Drashi Lemigza Le'asam, the Yobduloi Ginano the Asla Kalosa. So they made like a nice flowers for the Kala. So it's good why for just time cutting off flowers is also to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos. Because you walk in there to do a Dvar Isser, you can't walk there. Lutzerach Kala with Smutter. Elamate, but what's the case that we want to walk to the end of the Tchum? Kadeh that right after Shabbos you do something for the Mace, we're saying it's Mutter. Mashenka, if it wouldn't be for the purpose of the mace, it'd be yosser. What's the case? Mind me, what is the case of a mace? The churam, lohaviloi oren v'tachrichim. The case is, the mace died here, now you want to get him an oren or a tachrichim. You have to go someplace else to get him. So that's the shiloh, you want to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos now, because they're ready after Shabbos, you walk chus to tchum to bring back an oren or to bring back the tachrichim. It's closing. Ukitana, we have a diak, mace in, avalachaloi, it's only mutter for a mace. But for Nacher, it's also. It is a kasher v'yamai. Why, if you want to walk the tchum just to bring back for something else, a chepet tzosser, lema, shim yesha mechitza maybe. Let's say if it's only a question of carrying something back, that should be mutter. Because let's say you'll have an Erev there, you would be allowed to carry it back. So if out there's a hechet timsa, how you're allowed to do this type of a malacha on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. And here it's mashmit tzosser. It says only for tzorchei ameis you're allowed to walk the end of the tchum to carry back after Shabbos the aron or the tachrichim. But for something else it's also. And the Gemara name meis nami mishkachas lo lemizgo leglima. I tell you that tzorchei ameis means not some to carry, but you have to make a mistachrichim. You have to cut and sew up the clothing. So that's a nisser. That's a meloch on Shabbos. There's no hechatims to have to sew something on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Today, after Shabbos, you want to go someplace to sew clothing. But that's an isser. Mashenken, if you're doing the tzorech hameis, that's why it's mutter. So it's good why only tzorech hameis is mutter, and not for anybody else. Shrash lemizgal eglima, the sakon letachrichim, the enheter ledover hayom klal. There's no such heter on Shabbos to fix clothing on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk to the tchum, only for tzorech hameis is mutter. But you're allowed to go to the end of the tchum, almanas to be there to be able to watch your fields. If you want to watch your fields after Shabbos, that's mutter. And Mele, what does it say also? That once you're there ready to watch your fields, you're allowed to bring back the peris also. So the Gemara of Yafagav lo yavdil. Mashmi is saying he's allowed to walk to be by the tchum, that right after Shabbos to go to the fields and to watch it and to bring back peris. I need to make Avdolo. Trashav Yafagav lo yavdil. I say for the mastisim etam the toni. Or maybe peris biyodin. So once you go there to watch your fields, you are allowed to bring back peris also. How do you bring back peris? That you have to cut off the peris that are mechuber without making abdullah. That's the kasha. You can't do malach without making abdullah. I have Yom Reb Loza ben Antignis, Mishum Reb Leza ben Yaakov, Oseler liyodom shiyasa chveitzov koidem shiyavdol. Before you make abdullah, you can't do malachas. You can't do what you want. You want chayfetz. So how could he have the person pick off the apples and bring them home? Maybe he daven marav there in the field or by the tchum, and in marav he said havdolah. So the more name, v'omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, hamavdo betfila tzorach shiyavdo al kois. That alone is not enough. The ikat akoner is even though you said havdolah betfila, still you have to go home and make havdolah bekois. So the havminer is now you're not allowed to do malachon before you make havdolah al kois. So the more v'chitay m'diavdo al kois. Maybe in Echonami, we're talking about he was by the Tchum, and there by the Tchum, right after Shabbos, first he made Abdullah, and then he went to pick off the Peris. For the Gemara, Kois besod the Miko. What is a Kois and Frat Yain? What is it doing out in the fields? The Chorot's saying you're walking at the end of the Tchum Shabbos, as Amish in the fields already, and you're waiting there till the end of the Shabbos, and right after you're going to the field to watch it, and to bring back Peres, where's the Kais? And the Gemara, Tirgum, Rav Nosam, Arami, Kaim, Midirava, Ben Hagitois, Shonam. We're talking about in a case where it's a wine season, and you're going out to the fields to watch your wine press. So if you're going out of the Tchum to go to your wine press out there, the stomach you have a Christ to roast, you drink wine there. I'll give you a Hechat Timson. The reason is, you walk to the Tchum, right after Shabbos you went and made Abdullah first, and then you watched your field, and then you brought back the Paris. That's one Paris. Omalei Rav Adon Rav Ashidom, v'marovo amrin l'hochi. And there at Yisrael, they said the pshat is like this, and this is the halacha. Ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, v'yavdin on tzorchin. All you have to do malacha, even without davening, without making Abdullah b'kais, Abi Yisrael ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, you'll have to do malacha. And if not, avadi you have to daven marv, and avadi you have to make Abdullah. But to do malacha, as soon as Yisrael ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, you'll have to do malacha. Omer Rav Ashi, ki yavin in bei Rav Kano, and Rosbar Rav Kano, hevi yomar, ha'mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, o mesaltin et sultei. We used to chop up the fire with the wood then for the fire. So you see, even before I made Abdullah, as soon as he said ha'mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, that's enough. So Drashi, ha'mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, le'akera b'yalmo l'lavis as a melech. To make a hecker, that's enough. Right, and that's the halacha, that the Indian is you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdol al HaKoyis. That you shouldn't do. Just to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha as long as you said, Hamavdu b'kodesh l'chol. It's providing it's after the time when Shabbos is over. Right. Klal omer abishol, kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, zakoi anoi ani b'tavok achus t'tchum. That was his lashon in the Mishnah. The one, kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi. He holds anything we're allowed to talk about on Shabbos is Roshor ani l'hashtrich olov. Of Israel, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the Tchum, because they're right after Shabbos, you go chus the Tchum. That was his cloud. So the Gemara Riboy Elihu, Abishur Lahai, on which case is he going on? Ilema Reisha Koi, that says that it's Osir, you're not allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, because they to be there right after Shabbos, to hire Poylim, or something that's Osir, or Bezoi, Ein Mach Shichim Ala Tchum, a Reisha Koi, Ein Mach Shichim Ala Tchum, Nischa Poylim, Lovi Peris, that the Reisha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to walk on the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, kidei to hire workers, or to bring Peris, or the Zoi, what is his Lashon, Abishol's Lashon, Hai Kol Shani Zakoi Bamirosei, he's saying anything you are allowed to say, Rishur Ani B'Shechosei, I'm allowed to walk there to be by the end of the Tchum, Faket, Kol She'eni Zakoi Bamirosei, if he's going on the Reisha says it's Osir, so he should have said anything I can't talk about to saying I'm doing on Shabbos, any Rishur B'Shechosei, I'm not allowed to walk at the end of Shabbos to be there by the Tchum. Me boiler, that's what he should have said. Rebalti says a Lashon, I'm allowed to do it, so the Chur Abishol is not going on the Reisha, the Mishnah, that's talking about Isser. So the Morielo HaSeifah Koi, Enechnam, he's going on, the Seif is going on. But the Seif says it's Mutter. You're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, Kedei after Shabbos, you walk further to your paradise, just to watch it. Because to watch a field, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Abu Machashech, who Lishmer? You're allowed to go there just to watch your fields. Memela, once you're there, or maybe Paris Beard, you're allowed to bring home ready Paris also. So that's what Abishol is going on. Cutting more of Aitav. Hokol Shani Zakoi Bachashichosoi, Rishoy Ani Bamirosoi Miboyle. As if he's going on the Sefer doesn't talk about an Amira. The Sefer doesn't talk about what you're allowed to talk about. The Sefer just says what you're allowed to do. The Sefer says you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the Tchum if your purpose is just to be able to watch your fields. So that's what the Mishnah says, Abishol should have said the Lashon like this. Anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it. Because that's what the Mishnah says. And Abishol says not like that. He says a Lashon, anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum. So Chura, talking, the Mishnah doesn't talk about. Sakam, he says a Lashon, anything you're allowed to talk about. He should have said, if he's going on the Sefer of Al-Mishnah, he should have said, anything that you're allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, you should know you're allowed to talk about it. So the Gemara is not so shver. Li'olam I tell you, Asefer Koi, Enechnami. Abishol is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. V'yavishol ha'koi is going on this case. The Yomer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mute li'odom lo'im l'chaveroi, shmor li'peiros shebetchumcho. I'm allowed to tell my friend, Hetzach Tzi, do me a favor and watch my peiros that's in your tchum. In other words, he comes from this city, and you're from this city, and you meet in the middle place, so you can both meet there, but I call upon him, you can't go to his city, and I have my field in his city. So I'm allowed to tell him, when you go back to your city now, do me a favor and watch my peris in your field, in my field there. Because that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to watch your field on Shabbos. And Uadin, after he tells me back, Shmoli peris shabbat chumcho, vaniyesh mecho peris shabbat chumi. And I'll instead watch your peris in my chum. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's din. That you're allowed to talk about watching fields on Shabbos. On this now, come Abishol. Abishol says, Latanakamo, mi loy moidis. The mutter adam loy melechaveroi shmoli peris shabbat chumcho. Aren't you
mutter? Vaniyesh melecho peris shabbat chumi. His aren't his, where Rashi learns that the Abishol is saying to the Tanakama, aren't you moidis to this halacha that you're allowed to tell your friend to watch my peris? That's in the field near your tchum, and I'll watch your peris, which is in my tchum. So you see what you're allowed to say this. Avizoyvi ema kol shani zakoi b'mirosi rishoi ani lahach shecholov. This is what Abba Shaul is like asking the Tanakama. How come you also don't say this lashon? Like say out the whole halacha that whatever you're allowed to tell your friend to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to go there to the tchum to walk there on Shabbos also. In other words, say both halachas out. Then why do you just say you're allowed to walk to the tchum on Shabbos? Why don't you also say this halacha, that the melee you're allowed to talk about is also on Shabbos? If anything, you're allowed to go to the tchum, you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So Melech Abba Shaul says the lashon like this, that anything you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you should know you're also allowed to go there to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. So to the Gemara now, klal lasu yemai of a koponim. Why does Abba Shaul say lashon of a klal? What is the klal coming to be marba? So the Gemara lasu ye hodatan rabon. It's coming to be marba. This time we learned that it says what emach shichim alatchum lohovi behemo. You're not allowed to go to walk on Shabbos to the end of the tchum. Kedei that after Shabbos to be able to get your behemo, to bring back your behemo, lohovi yes behemo. And that's the gears that we have. The what emach shichim. You're not allowed to go there. Taisus brings down yes svarim de garsi emach shichim. Some girls, if I can't, you are allowed to go there on Shabbos. Why? Like the Gemara we had before. The feishim yeshom burginim hulachu mevi or meviya. Since it's only a shayla of going chutz to tchum of carrying it back. So since it's only going chutz to tchum, see if there would have been burginim, you're allowed to walk there. So mele hu adin. You're allowed to walk there on Shabbos. You're allowed to walk there now on Shabbos. But Tzai says there is the gears like we have emach shichim. But Tzai says you have to learn shot. Now the gears there is the behemah shein yichilu lovi b'raglih. We're talking about such a behemah that can't walk. So mainly you have to carry it. Now that's no heter. Even on the tzad there's no shalav going chutz to tchum, but you're not allowed to carry a bal chai on Shabbos. It's muksa. Therefore, there's no hecher timtzah to bring that behemah into the tchum. Therefore, emach shichim. You're not allowed to walk there on Shabbos to be near the end of the tchum to bring your behemah back. Let's say the behemoth is outside chutz l'tchum. You're allowed to call it, and it will come on Shabbos. And we don't have make any gzera. Maybe you go after it. That's the halacha. Anything I'm allowed to say, you should know. I'm also allowed to go there to walk there on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum. You're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. To be able to write after Shabbos, buy things, or do things with Tzorcha Kalam. V'aliske ha-meis, who adin to take care of a mace? What, lohovi loy oran, k'day that right after Shabbos you bring back the oran for him? Rels tachrichim. V'ayte v'yomrim, now this is the Kiddush, since you're allowed to walk there, it's the same halacha v'yomrim. You're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. V'yomrim loy, you could tell Yechaver, leich l'mokam pleini, go to that place. V'yim loy, mo'atzis b'mokam pleini, if you're not going to find the oran or the tachrichim in that place, habo mimo complaining, bring it from another place. Loi matzasa bimono o habo bimosain. If you're not going to find it in order to buy it for like $100, spend $200 on it. That's not the Tanakama. You're allowed to talk about these things, and the male since you're allowed to talk about them on Shabbos. Who adin, if it happens a mace or a kala, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, kidei to be able to be there after Shabbos to bring back the tachrichim, or else to bring back the tzorche kala. He holds, no, you're not allowed to talk about the schum, the price on Shabbos. You're only allowed to tell him, go and bring back tachrichim after Shabbos, or bring back the tzorchei kalam. But to say how much it costs, you're not allowed to speak out the schum on Shabbos. Stop here. Now we'll learn a little halacha. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Zayin. I think Sifkot and Hey.
Based Yisrael b'Shabbos, but the guy comes now on Shabbos to take out the stuff from your house, else you want to move. And the guy comes to your house on Shabbos, take out your stuff on Shabbos, that's awesome. Well, you ain't shenoyse, and there's an oynish if you do it. Why? Because since the guy is coming into your house to take out stuff from your house, it's nearer to mechzein as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Here it doesn't help the fact you told him stam before Shabbos, come and move my chveitzim, because when he comes into your house, that's awesome. Now, the day if you're moving, you can't have movers come into your house on Shabbos to move out the things. Hey, dovar she'ein oy melocha, something that's not an issur d'oraisa. V'yein oy osa lasas b'Shabbos elu mishum shvus. It's only an issur d'rabbanan to do it on Shabbos. All the shvusim. Is ikir adin hat mechabe mutter li yisrael loy meleini yehudi lasas b'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an issur d'rabbanan, it's called the shvus, by you telling a guy to do a malacha for you, it's awesome with the Rabbonin. And if the malacha is only Yisra the Rabbonin, it's like two of the Rabbonins will make them. It has to be that the person is a little bit sick. He's not chodeh kol gufoy, or pekuach nefesh, I'm not talking about. If it's pekuach nefesh, you yourself could do it for him. And if it's chodeh kol gufoy, you're also allowed to do an Yisra the Rabbonin for him. Even a Yisrael could do it for him, according to some shittis. They're talking about stam mixas chodeh, the guy's a little bit sick. The guy's a little bit sick, you're allowed to tell a guy to do an Yisra Rabbonin for you. Mele nafkamina, if you have a little headache and you want a tea, you don't feel so good, so you're allowed to tell the guy to go across the street to bring you a tea. Since he's only carrying through a kamalus, he's not carrying through a shisrab, only through a kamalus, so needs the Rabbonin, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you, abdi yo mikzas choli. You don't feel so good, you're in bed, and you want him to bring you something, he's allowed to bring it through the kamalus. Oy ye at tzarech, oy ye at tzarech, a dover tzarech harbi. Or else it's something that's a very big tzarech, and the Magen Avraham says it means that it's a hefsid b'makim hefsid godol. You lose out if you don't have this thing done for you, you'll be a big hefsid godol. That's also a hefsid to tell a guy to do something for you on Shabbos. Abi, what he has to do for you is only nisa the rabbonin. It's only nisa the rabbonin, and if it's not done, it's a big hefsid, like l'moshel avais, if you have a muksa maybe outside, or you have your schoira outside and the rain is coming, it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to tell a guy to come and carry it inside. Because carrying it inside is only this is the Rabbonin, and it's mutter to do, if you mokam tzarech harbi. Oy mifnei mitzvah. Or else if it's a tzarech ha-mitzvah, you could also tell a guy. Keitzad, oy me yisrael en yehudi, v'shabes lalois bilon lahovi shofar letzkoyetz kilos mitzvah. It's on the tzad that you do blow shofar on Shabbos, maybe in the base of Mikdash it means, where they blow on Shabbos, and you have the shofar on top of the tree, so it's also in the Rabbonin to climb up a tree on Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to go up and get the shofar for you on Shabbos. Since it's only an Issa the Rabbonin, and it's a tzarech ha-mitzvah, hey shvus the shvus, the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. Oy lohovi mayim derech hotzer, sa'irvo lirchat zboi ha-mitztayir. Or else to bring water, somebody to watch himself, he's mitztayir, that's called a churek atzas choyle, so you want the guy to go across the street to bring the water for you, that's mutter. V'yesh oisrim, and some sheet is sold even this much as also. Later, the Mechav Paskin's claw, Ladva mitzvah smutter, providing its own Issa the Rabbonin. So, with Issa the Rabbonin, you're allowed to tell a guy to do the melacha for you if it's one of three tzrichim. Either it's a tzarech mitzvah, or else it's a tzarech choyli, you're a little bit sick, you're a little in pain, or else it's a big hefsek godl. V'yayin liyel, simen reishayin vov, the yesh makilum, there are some shittas that hold, afilu bimlocha diraisa. You could be makel to tell a guy to do a melacha for you, even though it's a melacha diraisa, also a tzarech mitzvah. There is such a shita like that. But the Meister, there were more ready before Paskin Yesh Lahachma Bezer, and he said that's the Iker Radeya, because the other sheet is only Yadat Yechidoi, because the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and Kamal Gadel Mishainim say it's Osir. And the Meister, that's usually done Hogel like that, that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a Malachid Yeraisa, even a Tzarech Mitzvah. It's only a Shaila about the Tzarech HaRabim. Some people want to say the Ksas Kula, the Mokim, Tzarech HaRabim, a Mitzvah, the Rabim, maybe there you could be Mekel, tell a guy to do a Malachid for you on Shabbos. Some people are Mekel, some people are Machmer. I think Rav Moshe is very Machmer not to do it. Right. Well, Oseh Lechashev Cheshbonis. What we learned?